Welcome to the Unintentional Porn Star.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay.
Oh, this is so exciting. Hi, everybody. Okay, we're just getting set up. We have like this camera, this camera, this camera.
We got three. We got three cameras.
So yay.
Multiple platforms.
Multiple mics.
Multiple mics.
Hopefully you can hear
hopefully us. Everything is getting picked up. All right.
Yeah. Anyways, so I mean, to my audience, to Maddie's audience, to there's an umbrella in front of my face. And one, we're here to chat about the men's workshop that we're leading, as well as like the why behind it. And also so you can get a feel for like who we are, why we're doing this, how we connected legitimately, why there's an umbrella right in front of my face on one of my cameras. We'll talk about that. Because it's totally Rebecca style.
Can we move that
now
a little bit? All right, fuck it.
It's all good. Appreciate it. I can move myself if I need to.
Okay.
So yeah. So if people don't know, I guess we'll do a little introduction for Maddie's audience. My name is Rebecca Reinhart. You may know me from Calgary. We're both in LA right now. Let's see about Rebecca Reinhart. I am an artist, choreographer. And I would say I'm a healer as well. So I step into the,
thanks.
Yeah, I step into the healing world within like spirituality, within sort of, I have to be careful when I say this. It's not like I'm not a therapist. I get called tarot therapy. FYI, not a therapist, can't be a therapist because I'm not registered. But there is a sense of connection in terms of like being heard, being held. And I guess for myself within this workshop, I had people sort of come to me from my live streams on my TikTok saying like, hey, could you do a men's workshop? So then Maddie.
Yeah. I mean, so really quick, certainly for your audience, I know you shared some of our stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the content that I've created very loosely. But certainly for your audience, as you mentioned, like you and I, we known each other a while, but not really known each other, reconnected after about 15 years.
Yeah.
And I come from certainly a sales focused business background that in the last couple years I've realized is not really something that I chose for myself. And I've started to recognize that I want to put a really good vibration, put good energy out there and help people. And now being on this pilgrimage, I explained to you, you know, the definition of coincidence and how we said, what a coincidence that you're here and I'm here. But the definition of coincidence comes from the word coincide, which means to fit together perfectly. And I think that's exactly what's happened here, that I've been on certainly a spiritual journey of my own, a personal journey, just to kind of figure out my line for the last few years. And so with that intersecting with you on your own journey, it's everything has really come together quite well. So I've gone through a massive transformation, and as such, am leaning much more into a world you're more familiar with or have been for the last few years, but something that I think not only do I need, but I know a lot of people that I've interacted with need, and that is creating safe spaces and holding time and space for ourselves and other people. So that's a little bit about me. I know more than a 30,000 foot view, but that's a little bit of prose of as to where I fit into kind of your story and how when you and I started talking about this and recognizing not just the need for it, as you've heard from your audience, but that I felt, it's really exciting to be working with you on this, but just be able to be creating this type of content and getting it out there and working and helping people like yourself. So
yeah,
very exciting stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's so, I'm living in LA right now. And then, Maddie and I haven't talked for over like 15 years, maybe. And he reached out and he was like, hey, I'm in LA. Like, do you want to do something? And I was like, let's go for a hike. And so we just went on this hike and sort of started talking about where we're at in our own lives, what we're working on, what we want to sort of like, I don't know, push forward for ourselves in terms of like our own growth. Because like, I kind of did this while you were saying, like, you might be further ahead. There's like almost no such thing as being like ahead or behind. But if we're all here to help elevate. And so that's also what we want to do in the space with the men's workshop and any workshops, the retreats that have been led, is we're coming into a space like creatively with you. And we are guides that are here to help like start conversation, continue conversation, giving insight, feedback, some tools and techniques that may or may not work for you to kind of step into your own healing journey. And so, yeah, so we kind of connected on this hike in terms of like, wow, like, this is so cool. You're doing this. Well, I'm stepping into this. And so it just came to this point where it became a beautiful collaboration, because originally it started out a little bit where it was like, hey, on my lives, it was like, hey, Rebecca, like, can you please, from men being like, can you please do a men's workshop on like, and I asked them, I said, on what? Like, I would love to, like, if the safe space is there, like, yes, and let's do this. And then, so like, what does that look like? What does that mean? Talking with Maddie, also having like Maddie's experiences and sort of putting this together in a way that feels really amazing, special, expansive, deep, soft, powerful, all the things, right? And sort of bringing it into the space of like, hey, let's connect, you know, we want to hear you. We want to hear what's going on for you. We want to share. It's really fucking sweaty. It's so hot today. Just FYI. Like, oh my gosh, I'm sweating.
I'm trying to stay like, in the fucking shade right now. Holy shit.
Right now. Anyways, so yeah.
No, I would echo all of that. I would augment it that anecdotally, I'm a storyteller. So, and a lot of you guys that know me know that I'm a storyteller, friends or colleagues or anybody from my past and even my present, that anecdotes resonate with me. And I think that's why I like to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you a lot, even today. I told you about stuff since the last time we saw each other that it's like, holy shit, this is what went down, and trying to paint that picture. And I remember when I was driving down here and on this pilgrimage and taking a break to find myself, find my individuality again.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gone so far through reconnecting and finding my kind of spiritual stride and my connection with the universe, but that there were still knots that needed to be tied to connect with myself again.
Yeah.
And this person that I was before major trauma impacts. And in that, I had thought to myself, podcasting is a media that I'm familiar with, and I've done it with a friend of mine for a while. And I was like, if I started a podcast that was focused on this type of unpacking and healing, because I knew a little bit about your story and just from you and I having at least being acquaintances in the past, I'm like, you know, I'd really reach out to Rebecca and maybe get her take, have her story and some of her healing get unpacked if she'd be open to it, and talk about that in an effort to help a lot of other people and myself. And that was on my way down. And then I told you, the next time I opened Instagram, it was a post by you at the top of Runyon Canyon. Because you'd come back here, and I was like, okay, this is the universe giving me a sign that I need to reach out. And I did. And I thought, if you didn't reach back, then you have your reasons. And I would totally respect and honor that. But you did. And then it was just this absolute snowball effect of, I would, this positive healing motion for me since I got here of having somebody that's just keeping me within the bumpers to say, no, no, let's stick to the purpose here.
Hmm.
And I a bit of a rant on that, but it's been such a very, very good, positive experience for me that I not only will cherish, but think so fondly of, and know that this as and my time here being such a major turning point in my life to recognize all the shit I've been through,
mm-hmm.
not just at that 20,000-30,000 foot level, and I know that's a bit of sales guy speak, but not just scratching the surface on it, but sitting with it, feeling with it. I made a comment to you the other day about understanding, and through therapy I understood about acknowledging and accepting my feelings and how I feel about things so that I can move on. You went deeper on that, and I appreciate that you did, because it's good as I'm learning to put this messaging out there myself and with you to recognize that I need to check verbiage and align with my audience a little bit better to know that how they would interpret my information is not necessarily how I would put it out there.
Right.
Be nimble, be a bit more fluid about that. And you, as I said, you went deeper in saying, you know, we acknowledge, we accept, but then nurture it.
Mm-hmm.
That's that sitting with it, feeling it, unpacking it so that we can recognize it. And know that we're okay recognizing it and feeling it I think in the theory or in the spirit of what you've created and trying to create, and now you and I are collaborating on with this workshop, it is, it's, we're finally at this point historically where we can break these stigmas, and not exclusive to men,
right?
But start to break stigma and recognize that we are all individuals in this vessel walking around on this rock that's being
this random ass rock being, in the middle of fucking nowhere,
right? And by the way,
deeply.
And if you don't believe in miracles, think about that for a minute. But if it, like, you know, like that we're, you know, we can sit with these feelings. We don't need to fit into boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Part of some of the content that we've created is that not fitting into boxes, giving yourself space and time to say, I'm an individual. And yes, I can identify as a cisgendered male, but I really don't feel good with the toxic, you know, bro attitude that I've grown up around, or the locker room kind of mentality that we all know and are familiar with. And whether you align with that or not, I think it's important that we can recognize we don't have to align with anything that we don't want to anymore.
Right.
We can break those societal stigma and we can go and be individuals. And I know a lot of people have been doing that, but I don't think we've been doing it with the level of comfort and respect and love for ourselves that we should have.
Right. And I think that brings us into sort of like why this evolved. And I think why there's a level of connection within like each of us and the people requesting this workshop as well is like, you know, and you said something which I would love to sort of just chat about. You said, like, all of us know. And I just want to sort of say something in a space of maybe all of us don't know in the same way, or maybe all of us haven't experienced it, but many. I just wanted to bring that forward because I don't, my experience is going to be different from yours. So we all experience it possibly in our own way, which I totally get what you're saying by that. I just sort of wanted to navigate the language of, you know, that there's different perceptions, perspectives, and maybe someone hasn't. Like, let's just also be open to maybe someone hasn't experienced the toxicity that lies within the culture, society, that has sort of like permeated its way into like personal relationships, work, career. It's fucking everywhere. Let's just fucking say that.
Yeah.
Hello, it's everywhere. And so it's nice to hear, you know, and for you to share like a bit of the why. For you to sort of jump into this work. And it's for myself personally, and I can only speak for myself, being a woman here and being Rebecca specifically, it's so refreshing and comforting, and it makes me feel a level of safety that I actually talked about this on an episode years ago, talking to some other safe space male group. And in this moment, I'm feeling the same sort of safety and a sense of recognizing the toxicity and like that there's things to be talked about. There's things to be like kind of worked through, I guess, a little bit if people are hopefully willing. And so even within this for myself, it's nice for me to step into a space personally. Again, I can only speak for myself. It's nice for me to step into a space where I can talk about these things, where I can share frustrations, or I can share things that I'm like, well, where do you think that comes from? Or like, what is it about this that, you know, what does this mean for you? Or damn, that was extremely triggering for me. Like, can we talk about this? And it's so, it feels so like special for me, especially as a woman. And I'm straight. Trust me. We've tried all these things. I've tried everyone and I love everyone. But like, for me, it's, I almost get to this point of frustration in partnerships and relationship because I'm like, well, fuck, like I have, there's so much toxicity and like the human side of me sort of gets into this mode of like, it's so hard. There's not good men out there. And that's so not true. Cause like, hello. And like so many beautiful men in my life, like truly.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's nice to be able to work through it. And like, from my perspective as like a woman, it's nice for me to just kind of do this a little bit to understand, to create safety where I can feel heard, seen, loved, appreciated, not only for myself, but to pass that on to other people. And in my lives on TikTok, it's for anyone, everyone.
Yeah.
It's literally anyone and everyone. And I deal with a number of things, but it's creating that safety and conversation and the space to be safe, right? The space to say that felt triggering, or the space to say, wait, that doesn't feel right for me. I like, you could say that to to me, and we can have this conversation to expand understanding to get to a place of real healing, if you want to call it that, conversation healing, whatever you want to call it, where we can expand, understand, and grow and evolve from this in a way for where it feels beautiful and special. There's going to be challenges and uncomfortable feelings, but overall, a place of like, at least we're trying to elevate, you know? And that's kind of what we're doing for the space, and why I am like, when two people were like, can you please do a workshop for men? I was like, yes, and this feels so important. And I don't know how, what, where, and obviously it's working out so beautifully, but I was like, yes.
Yes.
Because I feel the need on a receiving end as well as a, I guess, giving end, if you want to call it that. And it feels, I don't know, something feels very like precious, powerful, precious, important, and bigger than, like you and I talk a lot about that.
Yeah, that we're creating something bigger than us. I know I've been meditating on that specifically. I've been focusing on that vibration and that frequency of creating something bigger than me. Part of that is absolutely what you and I are working on here. And I think you touched on a few things. I think recognizing and knowing that there's going to be parts of this that, of course, are going to be hard. Not to put that out there as an expectation, but that, you know, to use maybe more of a male-driven kind of vocabulary, is that the first one through the wall always gets bloody. And so when you are breaking through walls, and I think that's what we're going to be doing, or at least helping people do that, is in identifying some of your pain.
Yeah.
Right? That it's like, okay, we're creating a safe space, not that you're just going to show up and have a blissful 6 hours of, you know, lemonade on Zoom.
Which it could be.
It could be. It very well could be.
But
we're creating a safe space that if you need to identify with certain things, or you do identify with certain things and they came up, and you need to take that space and be, you need to crumble down, you need to break down, you need to fall. We are creating that space that not just us, but the other people, we're going to prop each other up. We're going to be there for each other. We're going to build that out. And I think that's where I told you a story about, you know, just that happened to me on this weekend, and just being around energy, that positive energy of like, we've got each other's back. And the universe has your back, or whatever you identify with, that's kind of what we're going to create. We'll lead it, but it's not ours. We know that it's not ours. It's ours to share. It's ours to get out there, and it's ours to be therapeutic. And
choice to support as well. Yeah. We're going to help support. Yeah.
And I think we also are very realistic with ourselves and very self-aware to know that we don't know everything. We're going to try and create a framework that we can guide you guys through this.
We are creating.
We are. are creating. Thank you. And it's going to be a learning process, I think, for all. You and I are both going into this as I've gone into a lot of things in my life, but I know that you have with your healing and everything that you've done historically, is knowing what I know, understanding what I don't, and knowing that I'm going to learn something out of this that's going to benefit all parties. And I think there's something so beautiful in that, and I'm so grateful that you and I have this opportunity to be able to create that space.
Yeah.
And be there for people, because at this point, I know in my life, I've transitioned to being somebody that just wants to put so much more love and positive energy out there and share that vibration. And so if we can do that, whether it's in small steps or large audiences like this, that's what we're going
to
do.
Yeah. And I'd love to touch on something. Absolutely. Like I feel that, love that. Yes, yes, yes. And I, you know, I'd love to touch on something. And this is sort of the space of like how we will create a level of safety, is that how Maddie's speaking. That's Maddie's valid truth, everything. And in the world of positivity, like I'd love to expand just on this end as well a little bit, that a big part of safety that I work to create with people, and that we are going to do here as well, because I understand what you mean by positivity. And I also want to acknowledge something of the whole realm of toxic positivity that is not where we land. and if we do, we're going to call each other out on it. He can call me out on it, or I can call him out, or we can call the space out and just be like, what did you mean by that? But we want to create safety where it, this positivity that yes, absolutely, we're going to work to create that. Yes, and is that it's incorporating the challenge. It's incorporating all sides, like all sides of you are welcome, where it's not just the pretty side. It's not just the handsome side. It's not just the strong side. It's all of you. And the importance of the positive, negative, light, good, bad, awesome, whatever it is, like this is the space of safety that we create where everything is welcome, anything is welcome. And the reality and truth is the important thing. And in acknowledging all of these sides is where the positivity comes forward, right? And I just wanted to mention that because there's a lot of like either like spiritual bypassing or toxic positivity or something. And we're going to touch on that too. I
Yeah,
like
I
it's,
think that's good.
yeah, you know, and so just so people feel that safety that can hopefully transpire through other mediums through this workshop is that all of you is welcome. And it's the importance of accepting, loving all of you is where we begin our true healing for ourselves. And so, yeah, that like that positive environment, supportive, I guess for me, I would use supportive, but I love what you use. Like that's, I
I
love
like
that.
I think that's a really good amendment though. I do, because we've talked, you and I have talked about toxic positivity. I've talked with my wife, my daughter, other people, friends of mine about toxic positivity and how that doesn't really make you feel good. And, you know, I mean, the simplistic example is garbage day, California. The simplistic you know, example is like, oh, I'm not having a good hair day, and your friend says, no, your hair looks fine.
Right.
No, like, allow me to feel what I feel. And I think that's what you're saying, is we're creating that safe space. And I appreciate the amendment, because I don't want to focus on it just being positive energy is welcome. All energy, all of you is welcome in this space. That's what we want to create. And your comment of, you know, we're not just looking for the prettier you, or the handsome you, or the strong you. But those parts are welcome too, because, and to bring
Yeah.
all of you into this, because this is not just the Rebecca show, or the Maddie show, or the Matt Power show. This is an opportunity for us all to create this space together. We'll set the stage, but we expect all of you to also be the players. And you don't have to, but be interactive. If the strong part of you recognizes that you can hold space and time for somebody else that is in the group, then be that person. I think we all should be able to leverage, for lack of a better term, our strengths to help others when they're feeling weak. Not with their weaknesses, because we all have them, and I
Right.
don't want to label them like that, but that we can share in that. I think it's a really good, it's very apt that you put it that way,
Yeah.
because it's about creating, it's not about creating a positive space, it's about creating a supportive space.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, well said. I love all of that. Yeah. And I guess for people that are showing up or the men that are showing up, like I don't know if, and I just want to say this, like I love you all, you know, like there's so much love here and there's so much like curiosity, compassion, you know, for all of these aspects to come forward. And I think something that's interesting is like, and it's cool, I'm sort of like, I don't know if we're all witnessing this or me, like we have such like our verbiage, we actually talked about this before. And
Yeah.
that's why this is so cool that we've come together in this space, is our verbiage is different because of our societal backgrounds, because of what we were raised to
Yeah.
be and believe, right? And sometimes like we talked about it where I forget there, we talked about something and I was like, whoa, that verbiage was so like I forget what it was. It was like breaking through a wall. And I was like,
Think you said strong. We need to, was it like strong verbiage that we need
right.
to be worried about, or careful
No,
with, or
yeah.
not?
And it's not even being careful, but it was like the way we say something is so different, which is so cool.
Yes.
And I think that's what the important thing for myself stepping into being a guide in this is having it. To me, it's priceless. It's like that word is so funny to me. It's like doesn't say enough, but it's priceless having you. It's so important having you and your voice here because of this sort of like, I don't know if the word is dichotomy or what have you, right? Like the perspectives of
Yeah.
all of these different your experience is different from mine. My experience is different. Your experience is going to be different from theirs. But it's in having this sort of like balanced perspective of like, whoa, like sometimes I'm sure the way I something say something, it's like, oh, whoa. Or if you say something, it's like, oh, whoa. And it's that's where we want to come together to have these conversations and to support the expansiveness within not only ourselves, but the space of the people attending this workshop. And ultimately, I feel like, you know, one of the main things within this workshop for myself, and let me know what you feel after, is like finding, creating a space for people, men, in this one, to find their truest version of themselves. Like, who are you? What do you like? What do you want? What do you feel? What do you like desire? What makes you happy, angry, sad? Like, who, what makes you you? What do you love in this life? And like, we want to sort of break the expectations or the, I don't know, societal sort of things to, who am I? Like, who am I underneath this all? And what do I want? Like, I talked as well a little bit about, I've never, like, I'm a woman, I'm a she, her. I've thought about all of this stuff for myself in a very real way. Like, am I a they? Like, I don't know. I'm a she, her. And, you know, I didn't associate with so many things. Like, I was like, this doesn't, like, all of these girly things, I was like, this doesn't feel good. And so I consciously made an effort to like, fuck it, and almost like pushed it away and was a bit of a rebel. Cause like, wild child, but like, And in that though, in that sort of like expansiveness, I said, who the fuck am I? You know, and like, who am I? And so it's this essence that for me personally in these workshops, any workshop, and especially in this space as well, is like, who are you? And I fucking love you. Like, if you're a fucking mess, I love you. If you're so like feeling so good, I fucking love you. Like, yes. And that's kind of,
It's great. I love that you brought that up, because I think that that's something that resonates with me on this pilgrimage that I've been on for the last several weeks. The finding of my true self. You know, I knew it was there. It was always there. It's been there since birth. But the repression of how I've wanted to be slowly over time was just kind of chiseling me into something else. And it wasn't about, for me, it wasn't about sexuality. It wasn't about, I think there was an element of spirituality to it that I had repressed, and not religion, not that, higher than that. But going through the processes, and I think I said to you, and I've said to my daughter Morgan before, that coming down here, every mile of the 101 was like sandpaper, stripping paint. And by the time I got to Southern California, I was down to bare metal. And I didn't rush to try and put primer on. I know this is a paint in a car analogy, but
this is great. I'm right here.
Rush to try and put primer on. I allowed myself to let that metal be exposed and be vulnerable and be like, just while I'm here. And what that meant to me was leading with love, leading with my heart first. A lot of you guys have seen what I've put out there on social, even just a few reels or clips, some of them too long, I know, but that, this is the experiences I've been having. This is what's changed me. And it's made me realize this is my true self. That it's not about a job. It's not about the label on my jeans. It's not about the car I drive. It's not about the money in the bank account. All of that stuff, it's not that that doesn't matter to me. I like things. I like to have stuff. And I like to have a certain quality of life, as we all do. But that's not why I want to do this. And my whole life, I had been chasing, I'm going to go and do this. Why? Well, because imagine how much money I can make. And then everybody's impressed. It doesn't matter what you're doing. And if I said, yeah, I don't really fucking like it, but I make this much money, people are like, oh, well, that's all right. You can retire early. Right. Why am I getting into this race to literally kill myself and bring all this toxic negativity and energy into me, fearing Sunday nights and Monday mornings to go and do something and race to get to a point that I can retire early enough to die quietly. Ooh. I'd rather live loudly until it's time to go. And that's what I'm going to do going forward. And that's what this is all about.
That's awesome. I love that. You said some really cool things. And I was like, yes.
Well, it was triggered by you, in fairness. Very inspirational.
Oh,
this woman.
Oh, thank you.
I I'm finding, and I'm going to continue to find my true self. And I think you would agree with this statement that it's not that we never identify it, but I think we need to maintain the connection with our true selves, especially in a town like this that is very veneer. We talked to Phil Morris about this on the weekend, that it's like, all this is, what did he say? All this is bullshit. And it's like, it is. But I think you and I are also light workers to a sense that we don't see the veneer. We
We
see
know
the
it's
cracks.
there.
We know it's there. We know it's there, but that's not what we see. And yet, I don't want to speak for you, but certainly for myself, the draw that I have to LA right now is some of the pain here and not seeing that veneer. I can see the bare metal. I can see the beauty in the bare metal. And the it's a bit of a paradox to see the beauty in that pain, but I think it's because I know that it's something that I can help with. And so the beauty, I don't see the beauty in the pain. I see the beauty. Thank you, LAPD.
LA,
And so
LA,
I see the beauty in the work that I can
yeah.
put in. I think that's what it is.
That's awesome. And I think that's like the space that we're, creating here, and that we will continue to nurture and elevate and expand and understand and shift into, is creating space for that beauty and pain, that pain and pain, that hurt and pain, that beauty and expansion, that beauty and success, like the handsomeness and whatever, right? Like
Whatever it is.
creating the space for all of this to exist and all of this to sort of move forward. So if
Well,
you want to literally been behind a pole the entire time on one of
this
my
whole fucking
recordings, I
time you've
love
been behind this, and you guys can't see it, and you guys can't see it,
it.
but we've
But
got another
they
camera right there,
can.
and it is right in between the eyes of Rebecca. This is
Typical
ridiculous.
Rebecca fashion. She looks great.
Hilarious.
Looks great. Looks so good. There's always something a little quirky. Anyways, on that note, May 11th,
May 11th.
2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Zoom, we are having our workshop. And it's a safe space for men. That's like literally what we've called it, is a safe space for men. We have Maddie leading some sessions, myself. We also have a supportive guide that's coming into the space, which, like, holy crapola, so grateful. We've got some other guests that are coming in as well. And so it's just going to be an incredible 6 hours. There's breaks, don't worry. We got some breaks in there for you. But it's just going to be an extremely real, expansive, also playful space as well. There's space for that. There's space for tier, whatever, right? There's space for everything. But yeah, if you want to check it out, on the link on my profile, I'm not sure about yours. So if you head to,
Head to yours.
okay, head to
Head
Rebecca
to yours. I'll
Reinhart.
share something out. I'll put another. I'll share out something from my story or something
Okay.
like that, and I'll put the link on there again. I've been doing that kind of.
We'll get Maddie set up to put on yours too.
Yeah, I got to
Okay.
get it online.
Okay.
Yeah, I do need to. I need to revamp my profile a little bit to be more supportive of this stuff. So I'll get your help with that.
Okay. Yeah. So for now, check out Rebecca Reinhart. Also, Maddie's going to be posting a lot. Maddie's great at posting, so also follow Maddie too if you're
If
online.
you're follow me,
So you like can't see me here
For
either.
your audience, I try and tag you and stuff.
Okay.
Or if I put a post out, I put Rebecca as a collaborator with anything to do with this. If you want to follow me, great. Give me a follow. I try and pump out stuff like this, and just I'm trying to actually do at least every couple of days do something. Just
Yeah.
a nugget of good vibes.
Yeah, in an
Something for them.
expansive place, this one. So follow along for sure. And then, yeah, check out our information. Link is in my bio. And yeah, we're excited, honored, all of the things. Grateful, like really, truly, like so grateful. Thank you to those that reached out to say, like, hey, Rebecca, could you please? Because it led to this with Maddie, and Maddie and I have big plans in the future. So thank you
Big
all
plans.
as well.
Huge.
And thank you all for watching.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Love you all. Appreciate you all. Da da
Thank you.
da. You're super awesome. And I think that that's probably gonna conclude a little bit.
I
How
think
do
that
you
should,
feel?
I feel good. I love it. I feel good. It's fucking hot.
It's so
And
hot.
you and I have plans to go and cruise around Venice, so I know we're
Yep.
going to do that this afternoon.
Peace and love.
SoCal life, boy, it's a rough one. Thank you so much, as
Ah,
always, for
yeah,
including me in this.
of course.
I'm so excited about May 11th. I know I have so much more stuff that keeps coming out of me. So you and I have talked about a potential series of this.
Yep.
We're not going to overcommit anything, but I am very confident that there is going to be a lot of collaboration here.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be good for everybody. If anybody on mine, anybody from my audience or anybody from my circle, if you're not comfortable to reach out to Rebs, reach out to me, ask me any questions or ask us both, whatever.
Yeah.
If you have thoughts, and I've said before, if the workshop, if you're not quite there, if you're not quite ready for that, then, but you don't know what you're ready for, then find me.
Reach out, send a message.
No discrimination.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's welcome in my DMs. Unless it's hateful energy, then bring it. Like,
yeah,
let's talk.
Yeah.
I'm here to talk. I'm feeling really positive doing these kinds of things. It's helping me and it's allowing me to continue to create this more expansive, safe space for other people and for me to hold that. So please do not hesitate to reach out. This is wonderful. I'm excited about May 11th. I can't wait.
Fucking rock on.
Let's fucking do it. All right.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks for being so awesome, everyone. Appreciate you all. Oh my gosh, it's like so sweaty. How do I end this?
Hey, thanks for listening. Please visit my website, www.rebeccareinhart.com. You can find all the information of what I am working on. You can sign up for emails so you can get some cheeky emails from me and updates. And yeah, thanks for listening. I can't wait to connect with you. Find me on Instagram. Find me on TikTok. Find me on YouTube. Find me everywhere, you know? Let's make it a game. Just kidding. RebeccaReinhart.com. Okay, bye.